Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Well, welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Houston. Let's check in with Mr. John Littleton, see what's going on up in that area, right here in our backyard. What's going on, John?
Oh, not a whole lot. Mickey, how are you today, sir?
Oh, I couldn't be better than you.
Yeah, man, the weather feels kind of good out there. I got out on the patio this morning with the dog and drinking a cup of coffee. Heck, man, it feels pretty daggum good.
Yeah, a lot less humidity. Feels good to me, too.
Yeah. Might get those deer to moving around a little bit more.
Might do it. Bow season in the morning.
Yeah.
Wish it was a little cooler for those guys, but, hey, they'll make do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just I don't even have a bow anymore. I just, you know, my problem was I could hit all the targets all day long, every day.
Until buck fever set in.
Yeah. I just could not hit them. And I said, the heck with this. Give me my gun back. But, I mean, you know, they got a lot better equipment out there now than back when I did, you know, use a bow. So, you know, I'm sure I might have to just go ahead and get a crossbow with a scope, and that'll take all the guesswork out of it and all that. So, you know, it'll be like shooting a rifle. So
it is. So, you just can't shoot as far, but hey, it's same principle.
Right. Yep. I know. But, fishing's been good, Mickey. I mean, we're trying to wrap up the year out here on the tournament, you know, end of it. And we had, you know, tournament last weekend. And, you know, heck, again, almost 17 pounds to win. And second was 16.02. And third was high 15. And, I mean, some good stringers, you know, coming in, and I'm sitting there like, where are these guys catching these fish? You know, because I didn't do that good.
They'll never tell.
No. I mean, you know, it's just, we get it. And I was telling my partner this, you know, he ended up not fishing. He had some kids in high school tournament on Conroe last weekend. And, you know, so I fished by myself, and I said, man, we got to get off of our standard pattern milk run and go out here. And usually we've been just showing up for tournaments and fishing, you know. I said, man, we want to win any money in these tournaments. We need to get out here and find us some more fish somewhere. So, you know, fishing was good. And I caught – you have one of them days. I wish we'd have been fishing one of those tournaments where you can weigh in different species. I had a couple real nice, you know, you know, I call them freshwater drum, goo fish, you know, whatever.
Gasper and, goo,
I had one about 4 pounds, and, man, I just knew I had a good bass, you know, on a crankbait, and caught a catfish, and, you know, it just, and I caught several white bass, you know. I should have just started throwing them in one side of the box and at least came home with a good fresh mess of fish, you know. But you know, it, they're catching them. I mean, we, I think we ended up with 15 boats, and I saw, I think I saw only one team that didn't weigh in any fish. So, you know, and they could have had fish and threw them back. You know, because sometimes they'll do that if, you know, they know they're not going to win or anything. They'll just toss them back. But no, it seemed to be good. The fish I caught, I was, you know, throwing a crankbait and just, you know, chasing the boat docks and the points and the bayou and, you know, just a hit and a miss, you know. You pull up to one point and catch two or three, and you might go three or four more. It's. I was trying to figure out a little pattern, and it just seemed like, you know, that 4 to 6 foot range, and, you know, they wanted something moving. You know, I did throw a shaky head. I threw a wacky worm. I threw a Cinco, and just couldn't get bit, and I pick up spinnerbait or that crankbait, and, you know, I'd get bit.
Yeah, they wanted it moving.
They
were in chase mode, man.
Yeah, they were. But it seemed like the, and I talked to some of the other guys, it seemed like the bite window was later in the morning, you know, around 9:30, 10 o'clock. Uh-huh. You know, the early morning bite wasn't there for hardly anybody. You know, it just wasn't there. So, you know, and that's usually, you know, where most people in any tournament, you know, they go out there and catch those right at daylight or right after daylight, you know, on top water. But you know, top water, you're throwing a, you know, most of the time they're at Lake Houston, you're throwing a buzz bait or a frog and, you know, stuff like that, or whopper plopper, you know, you're throwing moving baits, but, you know, they just didn't want to eat it, you know. Some of the guys said, well, one of the guys that won, they said, well, they went back and caught them, you know, a little bit later in the morning on top water. So, you know. Heck, well, I don't know. It's a challenge.
What kind of shape is y'all's water in? Is water clean? Is it cleaned up, or
water's
is it still a little
clean
off, or what?
Yeah, it's not bad, Mickey. It's a little off this week because of the rains we've been having, but I mean, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I heard something was going on with Conroe. I got a tournament there next Saturday. But I heard the water was turning over or something up there.
Yeah, Richard was talking about that yesterday morning, a few dead fish popping up.
And, yeah.
It was kind of happening a little bit last week on the north end, but this week it's on the south end a little bit too. So, which is just normal that it goes through. Maybe it'll get turned over and get back to normal and be good for y'all's tournament.
Yeah, I hope it does. I mean, you know, I'm going to try to get up there a day or two this week and next week, and my partner's retired, so he's going to try to get up there a day or two and ride around, see what we can find. And, you know, heck, there's a couple other tournaments, you know, from what I saw. You know, it's like salt water, I guess. There's tournaments every weekend, you know, somewhere, so... But they got another big high school tournament next week at Conroe, and then luck of the draw tournament there. And, you know, it's just getting close to the year end. A lot of people getting tournaments, you know, to finish up. So, We only got the one at Conroe, and then we got a two-day at Lake Houston, and then it'll be full-blown deer hunting, you know, for most everybody. So,
yeah, that's right around the corner, man. It won't be long.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't be. But
full hunting mode, hunting season. And that's usually, that's when our fishing really gets good during hunting season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we talk about that too. You know, it is because, you know, again, you don't, those fish don't get all the pressure, you know,
right.
that they've been getting.
I like this time of year. Even the weather's bad, go hunting. If the weather's good, go fishing. Best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mix it up.
I know it. Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, I got to try to find me a couple more fish, and, you know, we'll be good. So we'll get out there and find some. We just hadn't put in the time or effort to do it. But, you know, there's some good fishermen out there, not just, you know, not just your everyday weekend guys. We're finding that out, you know.
Hey, yeah.
These boys are getting good. We need to step our game up.
Well, everybody's more educated now and more plugged in and just better equipment, better everything.
Yep. Yep. I know. Yep. But it'll get better. But we'll just happen to struggle a little bit right now, but it'll get better.
You hear any other kind of fishing going on Lake Houston? Any white bass or catfishing or anything any good?
The catfishing is good. They're still catching them. You know, what it is, Mickey, when we get these rains and it starts moving that water around a little bit more, you know, those guys are chasing them noodles things out there, you know, and catching catfish, quite a few. I did see at the boat ramp last weekend when we came in, one guy had, I think he had four catfish, a couple white bass, kind of a mixture bag, and he's just walking the bulkhead there at
right.
the bank. And,
I'll be darned.
Using dead shrimp. So, you know, heck, they'll, you know, those catfish and anything will eat those things. So, but, they just, you know, walking around the bank, and because he was like, man, y'all throwing all them fish back? And we go, yeah, I'll take them. And I go, no, we don't give fish away. Not these, you know. So, he wanted some of them bass we were throwing back. But, you know, he didn't think there was bass in that lake. And I said, oh, yeah, they are. You
sure
can catch them around here. And you can, you know, the bank fishermen, you can get out there and walk the rocks, you know, right there around it and go underneath the bridge and on 1960 there. And, heck, I started there Saturday morning, bass fishing. So, you know, that's all, you know, there's a lot of release fish at that marina. And, you know, they don't swim halfway back across the lake.
No.
They'll hang around.
I doubt if they're going to go all the way back to where they were caught. You're exactly right.
No, so, you know, I started there, and like I said, the morning bite, and even I talked to, like I said, some of the other guys, the morning bite just, you know, was not that good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't for me, and then it wasn't for a few other guys, so, you know, I was thinking it was just me, maybe I was throwing the wrong bait or something, but, you know, they just, and, you know, they just weren't there.
Weren't holding your mouth right. That's what my mom used to say.
No.
You're not holding your mouth right.
Yeah. No.
Oh, well. All right, John. Well, hey, man, good luck on your next tournament. If somebody wants to call you, give them your number so they can reach out to you, buddy.
Sure, Mickey. And, I've had two or three people call me about Lake Houston, so don't give up on it. It's a little tough, but don't
it's right
up.
Here in our backyard, but you learn how to fish it.
Yep.
You don't have to go as far to catch fish, man.
Yep. Yep. Phone number is 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or shoot me a text.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a good one, John. Always a pleasure. Have a good weekend.
Yes,
see you,
sir.
Man. All right, bud.
All right.
Later.
Thanks.
All right. That's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop and have all your wild game processing done. They've got an excellent meat market. They sell grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing. They have available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. Check out their Chuck Wagon patties, half-pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese, and their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. With deer season coming up, bow season starts tomorrow, no better place to have your animals processed than, you know, the Belleville Meat Market. Their drop-off and pick-up service is fast and smooth, and they track your game all the way through the process. Just tell them what you want, and they will make it the way you want it. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:19 here in the Bayou City, and let's head down to Texas City and check in with our good friend Dave Fremont at the Texas City Dike and Boyd's One Stop. Good morning, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Doing just fine. Y'all sounding good on the radio.
Yeah, we're here, man. It's early, but we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's going pretty doggone good. This weather's cooperating, Mickey.
Yes, it is. It's very nice. It's not as cool yet as I'd like for it to be, but it feels better than what it was last week. I'll take it.
Oh, that's right. I stepped outside late yesterday afternoon, and I come back in and mentioned to the wife that I said, you know, it's not really any cooler to notice. I won't use the word cool, but it's definitely nice. It's nice. The humidity's backed off a pretty good ways And it's nice, and I think it's only going to get better. It's going to be getting better and better. We'll have one of these fronts come through that'll switch the wind around pretty good. You'll be able to feel that, and that's going to be nice. Of course, when one of them comes in like that, it can stir the water up a bit, but it'll make things better. But right now, I think it's going to be a fine morning for fishing. I think the recipe is just add water. All you got to do is just get out there right now. I think it's going to hold up pretty well.
Can't catch them in the recliner, man. You got to get out there and do it, buddy.
Yeah, got to do it.
And sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. Hey, you got to go to know.
Yeah, none of this armchair fishing. No. You got to get out there.
we got enough armchair quarterbacks around, I can tell you that.
For any sport.
Any sport. You got it, man.
So, it's going to be good. I hadn't fished since, I'm trying to think whether it was Monday or Tuesday. I know it rained just a little bit before I got out, but it didn't hurt anything. But the wind was up. We had a couple of days where it was windy and
right
until this front come through. But where I, little areas that I jigged the bank, it really didn't hurt it too much. And then same old story, just picked up a couple of little flounder and
little males,
yeah. a red or two. Yeah, just got out there and flipped a gulp and a couple other little old plastic tails just to see what was happening. And as always, it feels good. But we're right here at the edge of the first day of October. I know you've been talking about bow season opening up. And so we're all this hot summer. We've been thinking about exactly where we're at right now. So got to take care of business now and get out there and go. So I'm going to try to get out as many days as I can in October, try to pick up a few flounder. Ain't nothing better than catching a couple and bringing them home and cooking them right then. But I'd like to catch a few, put them in the freezer and eat them when we're shut down and can't catch any. So,
well, a frozen flounder is probably as good as most fresh fish. They're hard to beat.
I'll tell you what, if you got those rascals and get them in and vacuum pack those things, they're mighty, mighty good when you take them back out. Some of those, I've accidentally been, you know, rotating and looking through what I had in the freezer and find one and go, man, this dude here is about a year and a half old, but so we're going to take a look at him, took him out, and man, he looked good, you know, and he ain't good. So, yeah, like you said.
A lot of guys will take them. They'll just gut them and cut the heads off. They don't even scale them or scrape them. They'll just vacuum seal them whole. And then when they thaw them out, then they'll fillet them if they want it filleted, or go ahead and scrape them and cook them whole, and they hold their flavor better.
I agree. That's what I do. I don't scale them because unless it's my wife loves a small flounder. I mean, if she had her way, she'd have me in jail for keeping the smaller one. She likes those things fried whole.
Yeah,
she
go to Louisiana them. And catch some over there. There's no size.
Yeah.
You can keep those little pancakes and fry them whole.
She likes them fried whole, crispy, where she can eat the tail. So those I'll keep. Just gut them and keep them. And then if they're, well, I'm talking about the legal limit small ones. And then.
Right.
And then she don't want them filleted. No, she wants to eat the skin, the tails, right. And everything else. So we do them that way. But anyway, looking forward to October. Try to catch a few flounder and see what else gets in the way that wants to get on the hook.
Hey, in your lifetime, you've been around a while too, buddy. How many croaker and whiting tails fried crisp have you eaten in your lifetime? Remember that we used to fry them whole like that and eat them? Man, that crunchy tail, oh, that was good, like on brim or crappie.
Man, Mickey, we'd go out there. People's going to want to donate to me like on it's one of these funds or something when I say this, but when we were kids, when we went out and fished, we'd go out there, and if it was croaker, sand trout, whiting, even if we got into some big pinfish,
Yeah.
We'd take them things and clean them, and my daddy would scale them and fry those things as crisp as you can get them without them being burnt. And I mean, when we got through eating one of these fish, flies wouldn't land on the bones, man. There wasn't enough stuff on the
Looked like that cartoon cat, Top Cat. Remember TC, the Top Cat?
Yeah.
Put a fish in the mouth and pull it out, and nothing but bones left. It's skeleton.
You got it, man. I love that. And my dad would throw those old fried fish, all different ones that we had caught, and throw them on the table and a loaf of bread and say, get after it, boys, and be careful. Watch for bones, but most of them's going to be so crisp, you ain't got to worry about it. And that's, man, that's some good, that was some good eating back then. Of course, us three boys, we'd eat just about, we'd eat the barnacles off of a boat, you know, when we got hungry enough. They were, but anyway, good memories, good fun, good food. We ate it.
Yeah, buddy.
Don't be picky.
No, good old days.
But I went out earlier.
A while ago, I had a listener send me a text, a picture of crappies catching on Lake Houston, man. Beautiful fish. I had a nice table of them, and he's catching them on jigs. And that made me want some fried crappie right there after looking at that table of those pretty crappie he had laid out.
I tell you what, I've mentioned it a handful of times, and probably will again before it's all said and done, but I just haven't freshwater fished a lot. I've lived here on the coast. I walking distance of the Texas City Dike when I was a kid, and for many years, and so I just did all of my fishing down here, and right. I did go to Rayburn a couple of times with my brother. He moved out that way around Orange, and I'd go out with him a few times, but just never got into the freshwater fishing. But I'm going to tell you what, is a few years back, a good friend of mine that I've known down here through fishing, he fished the lakes an awful lot, and he got me a couple of baggies of filleted crappie, and I didn't know what I was getting into. I got home with those things, and the wife said, "What are those, flounder fillets?" I said, "No, they're crappie." She said, "Well, you can keep them. I don't even like the sound of that word. I don't want to eat them things." But, hey, I fried those things up, and it moved way up the list on desirables. We just absolutely loved it. And Larry Matthews is my buddy. He's brought me another pack or two since then. And I couldn't thank him enough. Absolutely marvelous fish.
Yes.
So I hear tell they're fun to catch, too. So, man.
They are. There's an art to it.
We're blessed to be able to live in an area where you can just about do anything, Mickey, as far as in the outdoor world.
Fresh saltwater hunting. I mean, everything. We got it all.
Yeah.
We're really
just
blessed
about anything
where we do.
Anything, just about anything but snow skiing and mountain climbing.
That's all right. I can have that. I've done that. I'd rather go fishing.
Yeah, highest hill I want to climb. I like going out in the hill country, but I do it all by vehicle. I don't do no physical climbing. But even then, you don't have to go too far to see some pretty hills out there around the hill country. Anyway, Mickey, Boyd's One Stop's got some live shrimp. I was out there earlier. I've already since made my way back. I had some things to do, and so I'm not reporting from the very end of the dike this morning, but it feels kind of weird too. But things look good. It looked good. The temperature about 73 degrees, and the winds were very light. Water looked good. I just, like I mentioned a while ago, right now it's all you got to do is just get out there and have a good time. So I'm thinking everybody will have a good day that gets out there this morning. I'll know more about that. Hadn't heard much on anything for Croaker Run yet, Mickey, but I think we might have one. As I mentioned last week, one of the guides pointed out that he had been catching some nice size croaker. He was impressed with them, and when he was, that told me there was some nice fish. So it could very well happen. We'll see how it goes on the croaker front. Some fish have been coming in on the cleaning table. As the limits have us now, not too many get flopped up there, but there has been some drum, sheephead, and I haven't seen any sand trout. I wished I did. I wished we had a big mess of those sand trout that could be caught like
that's
they were.
Time of year that we usually start catching them, you know, or used to.
Yeah.
This time of year we start catching those big ones.
I'd be able to get out there with a couple of double drop leaders and some catch cut, one on a shrimp and then
bait.
use him for bait. Yeah, use
you got that right.
Him.
No better bait for sand trout than cut sand trout. You got it.
Yeah. Nasty little cannibals they are. But they that's a good bait.
Well, Boyd's has got shrimp, and I'm sure the Cajun Grill is still cooking up some really good food next door. Man, I enjoyed that shrimp today from there. I'm going to make that run again.
So glad to hear that. And one of these days, on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, if y'all make it down anywhere around Alvin, Santa Fe, check out that Boyd's Cajun Grill food trailer that's right there on Highway 6 where we sell the crawfish. I'm going to tell you, Chef Jorge, he is a cooking machine.
I've heard it from everybody.
Just go on to our Boyd's One Stop Facebook page, and I post pictures, and so many times the customers do all of my work. They've just been raving about it, so all I've had to do is copy and paste some of the pictures of their reports and some of the pictures that they've taken of what Jorge's making look about to put me out of business. But I'm so glad to see that and hear that it's doing good. He's just I've eaten some. I had his flounder sandwich a week or two ago and just blew me away, so it was good. But anyway, that's what's going on. Plenty of stuff at Boyd's One Stop in terms of dead bait and all that stuff. And so we're ready to go, Mickey, just waiting on y'all.
All right, well, cool. Throw them out a number, Dave.
409-770-771. 409-454-4001. I was about to give out my wife's phone number, and that would have been fun.
Boy, that went over big. 409-771-7306. Nothing like it.
Oh, right, boy.
Man. Dave, always fun, man. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thank you, Mickey, and top of the morning to everybody out there.
Same to you, brother. See you, man.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. That's Dave Fremont. Look at me. I can't even talk now. Fremont down at Tech City Dyke and Boyd's One Stop. Well, the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and no better place to have your wild game, have your animals processed there at their processing facility. First-class service, your drop-off and pick-up. It's so convenient. They unload everything for you. They load it up for you. Their packaging is second to none, and all the blends they have of pecan smoked sausage, plus you can have your deer meat turned into, you know, deer burger. You can have Italian sausage made. They cut up your back strap and tenderize them and package them for you, and excellent packaging. It doesn't freeze or burn. It stays fresh in the freezer forever. Not to mention their fine meat market with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pecan smoked pulled pork, homemade hot dogs. Their bulk pricing is excellent prices on fresh ground beef and their pecan smoked sausage. Chuck wagon patties, half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years, serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:39 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's track down Steve Hillman this morning, see what he's up to. Captain Steve Hillman, good morning. What's up, man?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Trying to wake up.
I got you.
Yeah.
You're up in hill country, aren't you?
Yeah, in Fredericksburg. Yep.
Yeah. Well, good.
Not sure why, but nah, just joking.
Isn't it your wife's nice birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
She well, I know why here. Then. There you go.
Yep. It's cold this morning, man. It's 59 degrees here.
Is it really? That's cool.
It's
man,
awesome.
I wish you'd set it down here.
That front didn't do anything for us?
Nah, it did a little bit. It's not anything to write home about, but it's definitely nicer this morning.
Yeah.
74 yeah. to 77, you know.
Yeah.
Drier air, less humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Northwest wind pleasant. At 3.
Okay. Man, I should be fishing.
Yeah, well, I was fixing to say that.
Oh, man. Now, I've only fished, like, I fished 3 days in the last, like, 6 days. It wasn't that good. We dodged a lot of storms and had some wind. A little bit different than it has been. Finally getting yeah. in that whatever transition garbage where having to move around a whole bunch. It's we didn't catch a single fish. Well, maybe one where I've been catching them. And actually, I've kind of reverted back to where I was catching some fish in the early summer, early and mid-summer. And we're able to scrape up enough to make it worth it. But like catching 10 or 11 fish, you know, as mm-hmm. far as keepers. But, man, we've had – the days I fished, we had so many storms and stuff. I mean, I saw like three different funnel clouds and a lot of wind. We had like 18-mile-an-hour winds one morning. It just wasn't great for what I've been doing. I've been out in the middle of the bay, wide open, you know, mid bay stuff, and that was all eliminated for me the last few times I fished. So had to kind of improvise, but made it work. Caught a few flounder mixed in, a few reds mixed in, a lot of dink trout and some of these back lakes and stuff. A lot of white shrimp coming out, a lot of little bitty white shrimp, and then every once in a while, you'll see like a 26-30 jump. But I was talking to Everett Johnson yesterday, and they're not seeing any shrimp down there, like in Sea Drift and stuff.
Well, that's what Charlie was saying yesterday, too, when I talked to him. He's not seeing any yet.
Really? I wonder why we have so many here. I guess maybe we have a little bit more freshwater inflow or something. I don't know.
Well, plus, you know, we got such a giant system.
Right.
You know,
yeah, because they're not everywhere. There's a lot of parts of our bay. You don't see them. But now I had some kids. Oh man, what day? Last Saturday, I guess, at Richard Pollock and his two little boys, and 5 and 7 year olds, and I took them just working birds, and that's what we did most of the morning before I went to an area that was holding a few keepers, but
yeah,
just to keep them busy. And
yeah, those kids enjoy that. They don't mind catching throwbacks.
Well, we were
every cast. They like that.
Yeah, we fished. I went to East Bay. I hadn't been to East Bay in a while, into East Bay.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And we worked so many groups of birds everywhere, and we caught one trout that might have been legal doing that, but mostly it was sand trout, undersized trout, and giant gaff top. I got so tired of taking gaff top off. I don't know how I didn't get stuck. And then finally the wind got manageable to where I could go back out to where I'd been catching a few fish, and we caught some better fish out there, but it wasn't anything to write home about. But it was a little bit, I kind of deviated from my normal program. Sure. just to keep those kids busy. And I tell you what, they were troopers too. They stuck
it
out
with young, me. 5 to 7 year olds. That's pretty young.
It is. And Carson, the 5 year old, he caught the first keeper. I mean, Cass hooked it by himself and everything. And Eli, the 7 year old, he did good too, but it was just kind of something I hadn't done in a while. I don't even mess with birds anymore. You know, we just don't. In our bay these days, we typically don't, as you know.
Used to, that was stack the box with good solid fish back in the day, you know. It's changed a lot, really has.
Yeah, there's a couple of back lakes that certain times of year, usually in the spring, when the birds work, you can catch some keepers. But a lot of these open bay groups these days for trout, I'm not talking about the oversized reds and stuff. We did see a school of those. We couldn't catch up with them. They went down, but they're just not worth piddling with anymore. You know, used to, you get them over shell, over a live reef, and they'd have plenty of keepers. Well, hell, we worked 5 or 6 groups over shell that, now the trout were bigger, but they weren't really keepers. I mean, we might've had, there was one group, we might've had 4 or 5. I wasn't measuring them.
Yeah,
you know, we were just catching, but it just a little bit different than it used to be. I remember, especially over in your backyard back there in, you know, Jack's Pocket and all that area, when those birds would start working in the fall, golly, we'd catch some really good trout under them, kind of like East Matagorda back when we still catch a lot of keepers there in East Matty under birds when they work, if you mess with them, if you get the right group. But 20, 25 years ago, it was nothing to catch 5 and 6, you know, quite a few 4 to 6 pound trout under birds in East Matty and in Trinity.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, it wasn't bad for what we had to deal with. And so I had to take off a few days for her birthday and come up here with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Steve and Wendy. We rented a little place up here in the hills, mountains, whatever you want to call them. They look like mountains to me.
Well, we're flatlanders.
Compared to what we see.
Anything looks like mountains for us, we're flatlanders.
Yeah. But we've got deer all in the yard in the evening and stuff. It's pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah, it's nice to get away and do something like that. Man, it's cool enough up there to build a campfire, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, we probably will tonight. Last night we just kind of hung out and had a good dinner and then came back, sit in the hot tub and went to bed. But we're going to be here for the next couple of days. So they have a big fire pit out here and stuff. So we'll probably do something like that tonight.
There you go. But
I think doing some, I don't even know what
cocktail hour. You bet.
Maybe. That's possible. Get back Sunday. Then I hit the ground running on Monday and pretty slammed, man, for the rest of the year. Thank God. I've got a few openings here and there, but
yeah.
But should hopefully hopefully fishing picks up for me. Like I said, it's not bad, but we just got kind of spoiled. Overall, it was a pretty good summer, I thought.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Speaking of that, I had a text come in and said, could you have Captain Hillman give a report card on Galveston Bay, what he thinks about Galveston Bay?
For current status, I would say, of course, there's if you're comparing, like if I'm comparing to 10 years ago, I'd say it's about it's about a 3 or 4. If I'm comparing to the last 6 or 7 years since the floods from Harvey, I'd give it a 9.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Like, you know, in 2017, when we had those floods from Harvey, August of 2017, which is what, well, heck, that's 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. Time's flown by since Harvey, hadn't it?
I'm telling you.
I can remember that like it was yesterday.
I know.
Gosh.
But when our bay got purged from all that fresh water, for the most part, we were all kind of struggling there for, especially in the summers. The summers were really tough. The fall and winter, when those cold fronts start and those fish bunch up and the bait bunches up, it can make it seem like it's really awesome. And it was at times. But in the summers is when we really felt it, in my opinion, after Harvey I'm talking about. But this summer, and I said it several weeks ago, this summer, at least on my boat, and I talked to, you know, James, a few other guys, they said the same thing that I'm saying. I talked to Jamel the other day. He said the same thing. We caught more fish, more legal trout this summer, and saw more age classes this summer than in the last 6 or 7 years, 8 years, yeah, whatever. But so I'd say a 9 compared, you know, to the last 6 or 7 years. But if you go pre-Harvey, you know,
it was
like during those drought years, like, you know, Hurricane Ike hit in 2008, September 13th, 2008, and 2009 through 2014, those were our drought years. With 2011, I believe, was the worst. And that's when all those fish stacked up in the back, a lot of fish, good fish, stacked up in the back of Trinity, in the back of East Bay, and along the North Shoreline. And you had the big balls, giant balls of shad everywhere. And you got worked those shad balls and sea lease and F lease and over your way. And then get over to East Bay, and kind of the same thing, maybe not quite as big a fish. And everybody caught fish, a lot of really, really good fish during those drought years. And then in 2015, you had the, whatever people named it, the tax day floods or whatever.
Yeah,
you had the floods in the
one.
Spring, early
that
summer.
That was a bad flood. And then you 2016, you had the same thing.
Yep.
And
those fish stacked up again for a different reason, for a totally different reason. You went from saltwater stack ups to freshwater stack ups. And that was somewhat of an anomaly because, I mean, we had fish, but when you put them all in a couple of areas, take a 600 square mile complex and you stack those fish up, and really it was 4 or 5 areas. A lot of people focus on East Bay during that 15 and 16 floods, but we were actually catching them in a couple of other areas.
Yeah, lower like Galveston Bay was stacked too, you know.
Yeah.
Moses stuff, Dollar, all that.
Yeah.
Texas City.
Yep. I'll just say it doesn't matter because you can't hardly catch cold over there right now, but we had a stack up on Miller right there in Dickinson Bay that was unbelievable. It was probably better than the ones that were on the rocks east of Hannah's in East Bay on the Oyster Reef Restoration Rocks, or, you know, 60 acres out there that just was unbelievable. But there was boats you could walk on. That stuff.
Every reef.
But I was, yep.
It was that way. Well, hey, man, I'm already out of time, man. I hate to cut you off. We were just getting going.
Are we already there? Oh, my God.
We're already there. That was fast, real fast.
Wow.
Well,
that
look, man, if somebody wants to call you, Steve, I know you got a few openings left for the fall and winter. Give them a number so they can reach out to you, buddy.
Heck yeah, 409-256-7937.
Y'all have fun. Send me some pics, man. We'll see you, buddy.
All right. Did you get that video?
Yeah, I did. Sure did. It was cool. Man. All right, buddy.
All right.
Later.
Thanks, Mickey.
All right. Thanks, Steve. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.